Today on Back to Health.
It's always the guys. They want to be macho. They don't want to go to the doctor. They want to just, tough it out. And it's a big mistake, because when you start getting more degeneration, more disc herniation, that condition just doesn't go away on its own. That's very rare that it does. And over time, it just keeps getting worse.
Hi there. Welcome to Back to Health. I'm Dave Dino, and this is the program where we uncover the latest advancements in spinal health, pain management, and non-surgical treatments. And as always, I'm joined by Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. They have locations in San Mateo and in Campbell. Dr. Ferrigno is a leader in non-surgical spinal restoration. He has dedicated over 36 years to helping people break free from chronic pain, mobility issues, and spinal conditions. Today, we're going to be talking about neck pain. Dr. Ferrigno, I got to tell you, it is a delight to visit with you once again today.
Thanks, Dave. Absolutely pleasure to be here.
Okay, neck pain. Before we dig into the various causes, and I know that there are several, can you give us some hope that neck pain actually can be treated and alleviated?
Absolutely. We treat a lot of neck pain, and it can be very severe. This patient, Alan, who came to us last year, he had some real severe neck, upper back pain, numbness, tingling, pain going down his arm, into his thumb and two fingers. So, we did an MRI, and he had a really large central disc extrusion or herniation at a C5-6 level, and he had thickening of his ligamentum flavum and arthritis in his facet joints, all causing severe spinal stenosis, which is narrowing in the canal. So he was in bad shape when he came in, and we put him through our disc restoration therapy program, which of course includes spinal decompression and all sorts of therapies. And over 8 weeks, Alan just did absolutely fantastic. We got the pain, numbness, tingling out of his arm and hand, and really down to just minimal neck discomfort. So he's doing so much better. It really changed the whole quality of his life.
You described the fact that he had pain down his arms and into his fingers. Can that kind of a condition, can that be easily misdiagnosed?
Oh, yeah. A lot of these conditions, one of the biggest misdiagnosed conditions we get with neck and arm pain and pain into the hand is a lot of doctors, they just go right to carpal tunnel. And because he has numbness in his thumb and his two fingers and pain in his hand, they think it's the carpal tunnel, because that nerve, the median nerve where it gets entrapped in the carpal tunnel, does go to the thumb and two fingers. So there's some confusion. But some of these doctors forget to address the neck. He did not have carpal tunnel at all. It was coming from a large disc herniation, hitting the same nerve root that goes to those same areas. So that's where you have to do, this is what we do in our office. We do a thorough consultation evaluation, and we get the imaging that's needed so we could really make a proper diagnosis of the condition, and then we could put a treatment plan to really work on the root cause, not just pain, not just the numbness. We want to work on the root cause for longer-term benefit.
I think many of us would think that neck pain is just something like, a momentary crick in the neck, as we might term it. A twisted neck might also be something, and we think, it'll heal itself fairly quickly. I got to ask you, is that, number one, true? And why should we pay attention to neck pain, and what actually causes neck pain?
Yeah, so sometimes it is true. Sometimes, especially when we're younger, you sleep wrong and maybe you get a stiff neck and it goes away in a couple of days. Mm-hmm. But that's not the norm, especially as we get older. Neck pain can be due to a number of underlying conditions, but the thing we have to really pay attention is when it becomes more chronic and that pain doesn't go away or that pain starts to radiate, then we're usually looking at a disc-related condition, disc herniation, degenerative disc disease, spinal stenosis. Those are the ones become serious. And if you don't treat it, this condition just continues to get worse and becomes much more debilitating.
You use the term herniated disc. In layman's language, we might say that it's a ruptured disc. Can you describe what that is and why it actually causes pain?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of layman's terms, slip disc, ruptured disc. A disc bulge, disc herniation, those are more medical terms that we use. And so let's think about the anatomy first. You have seven cervical vertebrae. And in between each vertebrae is a disc, which is like a, it almost acts like a little cushion and spacer to separate each vertebrae so the nerves can actually exit that go down your arms. And posterior to the disc is your spinal canal, and that's where your spinal cord is. And we don't want anything touching the spinal cord. That's where real pain and disability comes from. If that disc herniates back and hits the spinal cord, now you're having a lot of severe pain, numbness, tingling, weakness. So that's really why we worry when neck pain starts to last a little too long. These things continue to degenerate, and now all of a sudden you've got disc material bulging back or herniating. That's the jelly material. You know, you have a fibrous material and then a jelly material on the inside of that disc. And when that starts to leak through that fibrous material, then it pushes back and herniates into the spinal canal. And now you've got compression on your nerves, which causes the pain. When that disc gets big enough and starts sticking out far enough, along with some arthritic growth, then you start getting the stenosis or narrowing. And now that becomes a more real serious problem.
Is that the most common cause then of severe neck pain, a herniated disc?
Yeah, for chronic neck pain, yes. A herniated disc is by far the most common cause for chronic neck pain.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that issue, a herniated disc, in just a moment. But what about a very common cause of neck pain, and that would be whiplash from an auto accident? Is that a common cause of neck pain as well?
Absolutely. You know, people are getting in accidents every day. We see a lot of auto injuries in our office. And remember, you know, you get rear-ended, all of a sudden your head just whips forward and whips back. And now these are a lot of times soft tissue injuries where you're spraining the ligaments and straining the muscles that support the neck. And this can cause a lot of pain. And of course, a bad whiplash can also cause a disc herniation. It could cause fracture. It could cause a lot of things. That's why you get an auto accident, you want to be seen right away. You should have x-rays or MRIs being done right away. Because funny thing with auto accidents, sometimes people, you know, you're kind of in shock after the accident, and you may not feel all that bad. And all of a sudden, a few days later, a week, I've even seen it take almost a month for the symptoms to really come out from that injury. So you don't want to just ignore it and just think, oh, I'm not really that hurt. You really have to get evaluated and see if any damage is done. When you have these whiplash injuries, if you don't get them treated properly right away, then it starts to heal in a very unorganized way. You get unorganized scar tissue formation. And then if you have a lot of misalignment in the neck, that causes a lot of stress on the joints. So now over the next year, two, three, four, 5 years, that area where you injured in the auto accident starts to degenerate at a faster pace than other areas that you did not injure. So now you start developing 5 years later, the degenerative disc disease, you know, the facet arthrosis and the disc bulging and herniation. And that's all partly due to that accident that you had been in several years ago.
Wow. Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Farinio. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. And today we're talking about neck pain. Now, if you are experiencing some of the complications that we're talking about today, and you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. That number again, and I hope you'll write it down and keep it handy and call, is 650-977-3701. That may come in handy for you right now if you're suffering, or in the future if something comes up, or if you know of someone, a friend or a family member, who has this lingering neck pain. It would be good to call and to get that complimentary evaluation. For more information, you can log on to the website BayAreaBackPain.com. That's BayAreaBackPain.com. I have logged on to that website a number of times, and it always has a lot of information that I find really helpful. Again, after that, call 650-977-3701. Okay, let's get back to then the most serious neck injury, a herniated disc. What do we need to know about that?
You know, when you're born, that disc is 85% fluid and nutrients. And the disc stays healthy via a pumping mechanism. As we bend, twist, and move, that disc actually pumps fluid and nutrients in and waste products out as long as you've got good motion in your spine. And when we start doing things that cause injury or repetitive stress to the neck, we start losing fluid and nutrients in that disc. That disc starts to dry up, it tears, and then it herniates. A lot of times, you know, you like say an auto accident, that's a blunt trauma. One of the biggest causes of that disc drying up and thinning and then herniating is what we all do every day, what we're doing right now, looking at that evil box, that computer in front of us. And we sit down and we stay there for 6, 7, 8 hours. Or now with these young kids, their neck is bent forward all day long, texting and, you know, streaming, there's videos on their phone, and we're looking straight down for hours on end. These are repetitive stresses to our spine. And now all of a sudden, that poor posture that we have, that is repetitive stress on those discs, they start to degenerate and herniate. And now you have severe neck pain. Maybe you have pain running down your arm, numbness and tingling in your hands. And one of the more common referral sites for neck pain that again, confuses doctors and patients is some patients don't have any neck pain, but they have pain running down into that scapula, that upper back area between your wing bones. And some people have just pain just in that area. And there's a reason for that. When you get a disc herniation like at C5-6 or C6-7, those nerves go down your arm, but there's a branch called your long thoracic nerve that runs right into the scapula. And you may not have any neck pain, but you have pain just running into that scapula. And that's a sign of a disc herniation at C5-6 or 6-7 where that nerve's being compressed.
Okay, we've learned what a herniated disc is, and you've obviously indicated it is a very serious issue. How do you treat it?
Well, we use our disc restoration therapy program, and the main part of that is spinal decompression. And remember, that disc was full of fluid and nutrients, and now that disc is drying up. Now that disc is bulging back. You know, my goals are two things. Let's get new fluid and nutrients into the disc to heal and rehydrate, and let's draw in some of that disc material to create more room for those nerves. That would make total sense. Not about just giving a pain pill out and masking symptoms. That's just treating pain. We don't want to treat pain. We want to treat the core problem and make a physical change to that disc. So I could literally target one specific disc in your neck. If you have a C5-6 disc herniation, I'm plugging that into my computer on my decompression table, a true decompression table, like the DRX9000 or AcuSpina. There's a lot of tables out there that are just hyped up traction tables people just call decompression. You got to go to a real decompression table. But now we could target one specific disc. I could gradually, gently, and I mean gently, pain-free, stretch that disc while keeping your muscles out of play. The key to decompression is to put a negative pressure in the disc. So decompression is not a table, it's not a brace, it's an event. The event is putting a negative pressure inside your disc to cause a vacuum effect to suck in the two things I told you, new fluid and nutrients to rehydrate and heal, and to suck in disc material to create more room. The two things that need to happen, I need to be very specific. So I got to target one specific disc, and I need to keep your muscles out of play. Our table tricks you. It pulls and relaxes, and actually tricks the muscles to be so relaxed you fall asleep on my table. And remember, it's computer targeted. We actually will target at a specific angle. So now we get that negative pressure and that vacuum effect and bring in all that good fluid and nutrients for healing and reduce the size of that disc herniation.
There are a lot of symptoms that come with neck pain and with what we're talking about. What symptoms do benefit from the cervical decompression?
Well, pain, of course. Remember, the pain's coming from the disc compressing the nerve or the arthritic changes compressing that nerve. And whenever you have pressure on that nerve, that causes pain. And whenever you have compression on that nerve, your brain also wants to help and protect. So it sends signals to all your muscles to tighten up and guard and spasm, and that is painful. And that also causes restriction in movement. So now you got all this muscle guarding. That's why your neck feels so stiff. I mean, patients, they come in on my traps are like hard as a rock because those muscles are guarding to protect the underlying spinal condition. So yeah, the decompression is going to help free up that nerve, which is going to take away pain. And remember, it's that nerve compression that also causes the radiating pain down the arm. It causes the numbness and tingling, and it causes the weakness. So by taking pressure off that nerve root, it's going to help with all those symptoms. Now, we do other therapies, Dave, to help some of the other symptoms of, like, let's say the muscle tightness and spasm. Hey, we're going to do muscle stim ice, deep tissue laser to reduce inflammation. We do shockwave to help with this chronic scar tissue formation and help to speed up the healing process. And of course, we do exercises to also, after you're healing and you're feeling better, then we want to strengthen up that area to help protect that injured area.
So in a shorthand method, we might say that your goal is to, number one, relieve the pressure, relieve the pain. Number two, repair whatever it is that's damaged. And third, and eventually, is to restore pain-free movement, right?
Absolutely. You know, I always say motion is lotion. We want to restore motion and function back to your spine. We want to create as much room for those nerves to breathe, right, in that spinal mm-hmm. canal. And we want to improve strength. Remember, I tell patients, you could be 50 years old coming in with degenerative disc disease and disc herniation. I tell them, you have to worry about 60, 70, and 80. If you don't do the right things, this condition is going to continue to degenerate. It's going to continue to worsen. There's going to be more disability. Your lifestyle is not going to be as good. You have to manage these conditions, and you got to get treatment as soon as possible.
Folks, a reminder here that you are listening to Back to Health, and that is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. He's the head guy, and they're located in Campbell and San Mateo. And today, we're talking about the relief of neck pain. Now, if you'd like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. Again, it is a complimentary evaluation. That's 650-977-3701. You can also log on to the website BayAreaBackPain.com. That's easy to remember. BayAreaBackPain.com, and then call 650-977-3701. Dr. Ferrigno, what about those of us who are overzealous weekend warriors? We twist our neck in a way that causes ongoing pain.
That's all of us, even myself. We go out there, golf, pickleball, or, you know, all the fun things we want to do. I told you the one thing about, you know, repetitive stresses of course, you know, looking at the computer and the phone, but it's some of the athletic stuff that gets us also. And certain athletic things that we do cause back pain and some cause more neck pain. So with neck pain, let's say a tennis player with that overhand swing, that overhand serve, that's really stressful on that neck area. Or if you're weightlifting, it's the military press, pushing above weight over your head, or incline bench press, pushing weight over your head. These are things that cause repetitive stresses to the neck and the upper back. And of course, you know, golf kind of gets our whole body because we're swinging too hard. So, you know, that's a very common one. But yeah, we get a lot of weekend warriors. They come in. And sometimes these conditions, the weekend warrior, we can knock these things out really fast with some treatment. Other times we find underlying, you know, now they come in from a weekend of playing too hard. And then we find, you know, we do imaging, we find more damage. And mm-hmm. then we got to put them through a program to try and restore and heal that area so they could continue to be weekend warriors. Right. That's the goal. I mean, the goal is that we want to still be able to play and have fun and travel and do the things as we get older. That's my goal, to help my patients be able to do that. But if you sit there and wait and don't do anything thinking it's just going to go away, then you're looking at a little bit of trouble down the line.
Here's a golf tip for those listening who like to get out on the links. I learned the hard way that it is better to not swing for the fences. It is better to back off and have a balanced, easy swing. And it's amazing how you can, number one, control the ball better, and number two, how far the ball actually does go. And I come out of that without neck or back pain.
It's funny you say that. I was golfing 2 days ago, and you're right. You swing slower, the ball goes farther. But one of the guys kept saying, the guy I was playing with, he goes, 80%. He kept going 80%, as in telling himself to swing 80% instead of 100%. Because you're right, you control the ball better, the ball goes farther, and it's less stress on your body. It's always when we try and swing too hard, and then you dig your club into the ground, and it causes a, you know, big jerking in your body.
Oh, that
Those
hurts.
Are the reasons why we get hurt.
Yeah. Okay, why would I choose? I'll give you a chance to talk directly to our listeners. Why would I choose Bay Area Disc Center for my diagnosis and for my treatment?
Well, yeah, well, one, I think we are extremely thorough. Again, we don't just treat pain. We really do a thorough consultation, evaluation. We always do imaging on our patients. You don't go on my machine unless you have an MRI. I had a patient in the other day, came in, said, oh, I've been doing some decompression. She goes, here's my x-ray. I go, you, how does that doctor know where to target? If you're just looking off an x-ray, the x-ray doesn't show the disc. It only shows the space where the disc is. I go, you want to come to me? You got to get an MRI because we don't take shortcuts. We want to find the exact problem. And remember, decompression targets one disc. I want to make sure I'm targeting the proper disc. And then also, Dave, I have a phenomenal staff. My staff is outstanding, caring. We have the best technology in the Bay Area. I've studied through the best of the best because it's a passion for me. So, and I think that's one thing I think patients kind of see when they come in. It's they're not just a number. This is a passion to me because decompression really saved my career and saved my body. And I just think it's the biggest game changer out there. And I think patients see that. And I think that's a big reason why they come. And then once they come and they see the type of service we offer and how everything feels good and they start getting better, then they stay and they want to continue having, you know, our office manage their health conditions.
Now, what if a person, and we're macho guys, you know, we like to tough our way through it. What if they try to ignore the pain and just push on through?
It's always the guys. They want to be macho. They don't want to go to the doctor. They want to just, you know, tough it out. And it's a big mistake because, again, you know, yeah, you strain your back. Like you say, you wake up with a little crooked neck, whatever. Sometimes that does go away. But when you start getting more degeneration, more disc herniation, that condition just doesn't go away on its own. That's very rare that it does. And over time, it just keeps getting worse. Or maybe you had that neck pain and it went away in a week, but it's not corrected. It's not healed. So what happens is maybe a month or 2 or 3 months later, then you injure it again. Then you have another flare-up. And then each flare-up gets worse and each flare-up lasts longer. And finally, you know, when they start running in, oh, I can't golf right now because my pain's too bad, or I can't go to work right now because my pain's too bad, then that macho man starts running in, but then it's a lot harder to treat. It takes longer. There's more damage. And that's just not good for long-term benefit of your spinal health.
We have covered a lot of ground today talking about issues with the neck. And what I'm hearing is the good news is that many of these issues, they can be treated without painful surgery, if I hear you right. Can you maybe give us another story of a patient who came to you then for treatment of a neck issue?
Yeah, this was a great lady. Her name's Sue. She's very athletic. She was doing all the sports, great golfer also. And she came in with pretty severe acute neck, upper back pain and headaches also. And then, you know, she had pain about 7, 8 out of 10. Again, pain running down her arm, pain running into her scapula. And, you know, all she wanted to do is get back out and do her athletics and do her sports. And she came in and she had two pretty bad disc herniations. We did decompression on both those areas. So it took several months, but both her headaches went away. No more pain in her arm. She comes in for maintenance now. I see her once a month. She's golfing, doing all her sports. She's a happy camper.
Folks, I think that is a fitting way for us to bring to a close our time together today here on Back to Health with Dr. Thomas Farino. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, and as I indicated, they have locations in both Campbell and in San Mateo. If you have severe pain in your neck or your back, if you're suffering from sciatica, if you are unable to walk, if you have a ruptured or bulging disc, if you have spinal stenosis or a pinched nerve, call Bay Area Disc Center for that free initial consultation at 650-977-3701. Again, that's 650-977-3701. They treat the cause, not just the symptom, with individual, customized plans based on your needs, your anatomy, and your lifestyle. Treat the source of your pain without painful surgery or without addictive pain medications and without losing time at work. Again, call 650-977-3701 or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dave. Fun like usual. I always enjoy our time together.
As do I. I'm Dave Dino, inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another edition of Back to Health. Back to Health is sponsored by Bay Area Disc Center.